In this episode, our host, Kenneth Chu, have invited Fion Ko, who is a mom of three, staff nurse, founder of Baby Carriers Rental SG, and Atomy Sales Master Awardee, where we will be talking about the challenges of a working mom and her side hustle. Fion is a certified baby-wearing educator with Die Trigestual, Dresden, advanced course, and she has been baby-wearing since 13 years ago. Her passion is to help parents make informed decisions before purchasing baby carriers. Some of her favorites are ring slings and soft structured carriers. One of her latest achievements was becoming an Atomy Sales Master Awardee. Without further ado, let's welcome my 100th episode guest, Fion Ko.
Hi, Fion.
Hello. Nice to meet all of you.
Thank you. And finally, I have got you onto my show after so
many
years.
Yeah.
Thank you. So before we start, right, in fact, there's a tradition that every guest get to post the question of the day out to the next guest. So are you ready to receive the question of the day posted by the previous guest before we can kickstart with the show?
Okay.
So the question of the day posted by the previous guest is, how would you start your teenage kid to be interested in entrepreneurship? Okay, I repeat again. How would you start your teenage kid to be interested in entrepreneurship? Just at the same time, you have three kids, right? So one of them already in teens, or the first two of them are already in teens.
Yeah.
So spend some time to think about it while I go onto Facebook Live to see if we are live successfully, and then I will come back to you, all right? So Fion, do you still need some more time, or you are ready to answer the question of the day?
Anytime.
Okay. So I repeat again. So the question of the day posted by the previous guest is, how would you start your teenage kid to be interested in entrepreneurship? Share with us.
I guess for teenage, right? It really depends on whether they have the interest, lah. Yeah, to stir the interest from our part, I guess firstly we need to first and foremost let them know the ins and outs of business, in terms of letting them see actually mommy doing this, mommy doing that and all that, and on off go and ask them like, so do you know why we are doing this and all, and let them see, test their knowledge first, like, I guess. Yeah, but somehow you will actually pick up whether they really have interest when they ask questions like, oh mommy, how do I earn money? Oh mommy, why are you doing this? Oh mommy, maybe you can do that also, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, so basically, for my son, right, the eldest one, who is 14-year-old now, he actually do his own delivery service. Yeah, as in like he will be like during holiday and all, right, he would be asking, mommy, can you send to your contacts like who need delivery? I can do for them, like, you know, I have bicycle that I can do for like $2. Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, so we will then need to teach and guide them in terms of, okay, so if you spend this amount of time and how heavy is the goods, and you know, how to measure and weigh and see how you should actually rate your service. Yeah, that kind of thing. And then slowly, long, step by step. Yeah, so when it's time to study, then definitely tell them, okay, you must know how to prioritize and know when to stop. Yeah, and then if let's say there's people who like their service, they actually tip him more than what he should be getting, lah. Yeah, so of course, mostly are my friends. Other than that, then when they spread the news somehow, certain neighbors or some other people will just prompt like, hey, your son free or not today? Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, so slowly, I think step by step is important, as in like bit by bit to let them learn, not like wow, one whole chunk, okay, this is the plan, the system is like that, you know, you have to do step by step. No lah, let them go through it and then do the analyzation with them after every like thing, or maybe after like for his delivery service, every 3 to 5, I'll analyze with him once, and then he will tell me what he feels about it, what he thinks and all, then I'll give him suggestion as well, then we proceed from there.
Wow. That is so interesting, because when the previous guest was asking this question of the day, right, I was like, wow, why is it so coincidentally that you have a teenage kid that you can answer this question, and just happened that your son is doing something which is delivering, which is having his bicycle and do this delivery. It's very entrepreneurial. And thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm also very, very inspired, because when you talk about you're reviewing, doing reflection with him, what can be better, and really guiding him. And the other thing that you mentioned, that is, I feel that is also very important, is not to overwhelm them with too much of the technical stuff, the business plan or and all that stuff. It seems that you are taking, like you mentioned, one step at a time, and in order not to kill their interest, right, their passion, mm-hmm. or maybe the burning desire to maybe earn an extra pocket
yeah.
money, because
yeah, really, really stir the creativity in them, let them think themselves, and then let them make mistakes themselves. But important thing is safety, safety, right? So certain pointers like must follow means must follow, but those that is like can somehow let them explore themselves, then let them know. Yeah, then from there, then analyze with them.
Wow, that is so interesting. And we have someone that is coming online, which is Eleanor. Eleanor is a personal friend of mine. So she's I would say the kid is still pretty young. I think this would be good for her to understand, like when your kid turns teenage. Like my daughter just turned 12, right? Next year she's going secondary one. It's like time flies so fast. And what you share, I guess, is also one step at a time. Not to overwhelm them too much, and also to start them thinking, having those critical thinking that will help them to keep on the passion, the desire, and the interest there. So thanks a lot. Now we can officially start with the show. So maybe Fionn, as for those who are seeing you for the first time or hearing you for the first time, maybe you can do a short introduction of yourself. Where are you from? And what are you currently doing, and what got you started in this side hustle? Because today's topic is how would you start? Today's topic is the challenges of a working mom and a side hustle. So I've known you for the past 4 or 5 years, and I know that you have been working, you have been doing your side hustle, and because of the pandemic, you also started another side hustle. So share with us, introduce yourself, and also share with us how you got started in your side hustle.
Yeah, okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Fionn. I'm a mother of three, ages 14, 11, and 5. It has been my passion to help others. So generally, from my profession, I'm a staff nurse. Yeah, and I created this Baby Carriage Rental SG also to help new parents and probably experienced parents as well that probably kind of like still experiencing and thinking and try to fish out the options that they probably suit the most, and to prevent aches and everything, right? I created this to make them have a chance for rental of baby carriers and even strollers and all, or even for holidays. Yeah, so let them try things out first. Three main services I do is teach, rent, and sell. Yeah, so teach basically is to give them knowledge, to empower them with skills, and of course the maximize the features of the stuff they actually probably bought already, or they can also experience the different options in the market online and offline, which they probably have no chance to touch because certain brands are generally not in the retail store. Yeah, and then I also sell new pieces so that they have a one-stop service from my shop. Yeah, and then as what you have mentioned, kind of said that I have another side hustle, which is also Atomy. Yeah, so I'm an Atomy sales masters. And basically, this is something that I actually ventured into during the pandemic, because I do not want to have so many kind of like clients coming to me, all the babies to babies, just in case, you know, things happen and virus spread from one baby to another family and all this. Not so nice. So yeah, so that's the reason.
Wow, thanks a lot. And in such a short span of time, so just now you were sharing with us, sharing with me that you have started your baby wearing business for the past 5 years. And wow, it's like I've seen you started kind of stuff. And we started off with doing workshop together, where you start sharing with the mummies how they can
were the days
where live events are there, and I was still starting promoting
so
and
fun.
All that. Yeah, it was very, very fun. But as you mentioned, right, because baby carrier you do rental, because so that it's co-share, so it's passing to one another, where you also have the best interest for your clients, especially babies, the parents. So that's where you pivoted and started running another side hustle with Atomy. So having said that, right, what would you say is the thing that got you started? Did you do any business before this or start any side hustle before Baby Carol?
Probably when much younger lah. Do things like, you know, those were the days where people do buy stuff from Q10 lah, sell at Facebook lah, that kind of random service, and sell things like probably baby's pajamas, small toys, like cute thumb drives,
okay.
That sort of stuff. And it's like just cost and retail kind of thing.
It's more like trading,
it's more like trading, and then just mark up and then just pass it on, and you get you just post it out and you get your stuff, right? Previously it doesn't have like Lazada, Shopee, right? And all those days lah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those were the Facebook only days. Yeah, not even Instagram, I think.
Oh, Facebook. Mm. Okay, because I think the earliest that I know, like for my wife, she started with Yahoo Auction. I don't know whether you still remember Yahoo Auction. Yeah, so started with that, because when I knew her, wow, 17 years ago, so when I knew her, so she started with that. I was like, huh, there's such things that you can wrap up things and then after that you send to people and kind of like sell. And the things that she packed up, right, are those old wedding favors.
Mm-hmm.
then she posted on Yahoo Auction and people bid for it, then she got it, then she packed, then she delivered. I was like, like this kind of stuff also, there's someone
can
that la, people
a bit also good.
Correct. So that's why when you talk about that, just brought me back to those days, right? That you sell bit and pieces are like what people have been selling today, on Carousell, pre-loved items, something like that. So when was that earliest age that you started like having this kind of, okay, I can get sell this for money, for pocket money and all that stuff?
Well, I think early 20s, like 20, 21, 20 years old, 21 years old, something like that.
Is there any particular reason why at that age that you started to maybe exchange something or sell something?
Oh, because I start my family early.
Ah.
So I need to kind of like survive on the very beginner stuffness income.
But then back then, also, you already started working as a nurse already, right?
No.
Okay.
I gave birth before I started work.
Oh, okay.
So I gave birth before I started work. I gave birth at 20 and I graduated at 20.
Mm.
So I started my first work at 20 lo.
Okay.
Yeah, so 20 years old is a significant year for me.
So you studied nursing, that's why you went into nursing. But it was like after you graduated from nursing, you gave birth, and after you gave birth, then you start to work.
Right after confinement.
Wow. So it has been many years, decades that you've been in your trade, really, like in your work.
Sorry?
Like it has been, I do not want to reveal your age. But I say it would be a decade plus really, right?
It's okay lah. No secret.
Yeah,
but everybody still will grow old.
But you're still pretty young. So having said that, right? So
yeah, okay, thank you.
Because of family, because you became a mom, and also because as a young family or young mom, that's where you are trying to find means, and that's where the side hustle comes, right? So how? What would you say is a substantial amount for like a side hustle, like $500, $1,000 for any young couples or young moms?
I don't think
it's the amount.
I don't think there's a definition for it. Everybody can have a different goals and ambition. To me, those days when I first started, it was probably like, wow, you earn 10块就好, like $20 also good. Like, you know, $20 I can buy probably happy meal for my child, or maybe I don't know, one more set of pajamas for my kid, that kind of thing. Yeah, so it's a simple dream. It's a simple like, oh, I hit my mini target, then okay lah. But then the thing is, as time passes, then they grow up bigger, I have more kids, then you know that that $20 doesn't seem to be enough, right? Then you kind of need to work on it and see what else you can do, and to make your so-called amount, the goal, like bigger. Yeah. And at the same time, I don't really fancy, over time you realize like what you want and what you need and all that, right? So I don't really fancy like just buy and sell. It's like buy and sell. It's like no meaning, right? So to me, meaning is very important. So even doing business, I find that there must be meaning to it. There must be passion to it. So I choose things that actually can bring value to people's life. Yeah, so even like my profession, right? So similarly, so I want to do things that are meaningful so that one day we never know where we will go, right? So called. Yeah, so if we one day leave early, like we kind of like have no regrets.
And yeah. I think coming back to when you say purpose, right? And that is also the reason why you studied nursing and you've been in the, been as a staff nurse to now. It's like your first job until now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is very rare for someone if it's not your passion, if it's not something that's meaningful with a purpose, like you mentioned. So how did it, being from a staff nurse, being a nurse, and starting a side hustle in baby wearing, how did you get started into this?
Okay, so when I had my third kid for Baby Carriers, Rental SG, I actually during the maternity leave, like we got 4 months this round, right? Like don't know from when, which year and which month. But then my third kid has the privilege of 4 months maternity leave. So I also like kind of like realized what are the needs in the mommy's market. Yeah. So I realized there are loopholes in the markets that I could fill with my knowledge and my passion. Yeah, from my experience also, like I've been baby wearing for the past 14 years, right?
And from the first child to your third child.
Yeah, so I kind of like, so I know the options, I understand the materials, I know how to use it well and all that, then why not share the knowledge? So at first, initially, I was just doing for free, like literally neighbors lah, whoever lah, you know, like come to me, I'll be like, oh, I can help, you know? So I can help becomes a very you can say like a good habit, but it also can be like time consuming, right? So my husband suggested, why not just like treat it as a business, like open up a company and make sure that you actually officially earn income from it lah. Yeah, so initially I was like charging very little because I feel like, oh yeah, so paiseh. It's like I'm helping people, but yet I so-called like earn money. But yet in the same time, a lot of people whom I help agreed with what my husband said. So I kind of like, okay, maybe it's really time to open it up as a business lah. Yeah, so after I opened up as a business, it actually flourished, I think by God's grace lah. Yeah, so it actually flourished in terms of words of mouth. People tell people, hey, she can help, you know, oh, you have this problem, oh, you can go to her, she has lots of carriers and all that. So I started from a few, probably 3 to 5 carriers, like popular carriers to start with. And then it became like 10, 20, because I know that people wants to feel the difference, and I think it will best help them make informed decisions. Yeah, so to them, informed decisions is important, because if not, then they will just keep buying, trying, and then realize it doesn't work for them, then a bit no point. And also at the same time, there's no really an educator who can actually like guide them. Oh, maybe it's this part that you can do better, or maybe that part you can forget about it, you know, or this part is not so good for the baby, that part is probably better for you or the baby, you know, that kind of thing. So they need probably an experienced mom to show them how, and probably let them know, okay, this is like that, feel it. Like I can't teach you, I only can tell you certain usage, I only can show you the options, I only can do so much, but you have to feel it. So basically consultation is also part of my service because of the teaching, right? So whether people come to me for consultation, that is when they also feel the different options, then they kind of narrow the choice to decide whether, oh, I want to rent or I want to buy from you. Yeah, and one thing about my service is I do lifetime support, which means that no matter how long the client has been with me, as in like probably the first ever client like 5 years ago probably bought from me, and suddenly she maybe have her fourth child, fifth child, then they still can come back to me if they are still using the carrier that they so-called purchased from me lah. Yeah, so I give free online support because I find that business is not really just selling lah. it's really the service that you provide.
Yeah.
And people will feel that, oh, you sell to me, then abandon me, that kind of feeling. Oh, who can I approach again, you know? Or if I come back to you, huh, I still need money, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, so one thing about buying from my company is that we do provide lifetime support. Yeah, so that is something that I find it helpful for them.
So when you talk about the support and all that, because it you're coming from passion and the purpose that you stand for, and also to help people, and you saw that you were saying that there's a gap, there's some loopholes that you can fill in with your knowledge, with your services, with your experience, and you're providing a service that is lacking in the market, like you mentioned about education, and also about about them experiencing different type of baby carrier. Because back then, I think it wasn't that popular. Not much people were doing it. And coming from you, because of your trade, you were in nursing. So the tender loving care is there. The TLC is there. So I would say the customer service, you make people feel very comfortable because you know how to take care of them. You also know how to service them. And what would you say is the ingredient, the secret ingredient in you running your first side hustle?
Secret ingredient, just be sincere, lor. Yeah, just be sincere and truthful about what is like. For example, people can be like, oh, like I bring my carriers to you, my friend gifted me this carrier, you know, you know, is it good? How can I use it? We cannot say like, maybe this is not so good. You buying from me is the best, you know. Cannot do things like that, lah. Yeah. So basically, what I do is to maximize their current carriers first to make sure they really know and really kind of appreciate their carriers. If it is their choice to not use the carrier, then we respect that, right? Yeah. So, but we don't need to like kind of like say like, oh, this may not be so good, you know, etc. Unless it's really non-ergonomic for the baby, not healthy or whatever. Yeah. Then we will let them know, oh, this is really probably not safe because you buy a non-authentic, not weight tested carrier, or maybe things like, oh, this is non-ergonomic. It will not be helpful for the hip development and all. Yeah. Other than this too, because of safety and all. The rest, I think we would like to teach them and help them to adjust and learn the skills of the proper baby wearing, yeah, before they actually move on to explore options and find other probably more suitable options for their own body build, their own lifestyle and preferences and budget and such.
And from what you have been sharing, right, I realized that it's not just sincerity, it's also you put your clients or your customers' best interests. You have their best interests so that you will take care of them, you treat them really important, like your friend, that you will not want to sell something or share something that is not genuine. Because as a mom, you have three kids, you also care for their children as coming from a very passionate nurse. I think that is the secret ingredient or secret sauce to you succeeding and thriving in your business. And talking about that, like you mentioned, just now we have a chat before we start, right? You were saying that you pivoted, which is something because I think the whole pandemic has made all of us focus on a lot of things. But at the same time, there's a lot of things that we have also been disrupted also. Like you talk about the baby carrier, because yours is rental. And also there's a lot of interaction, body contact because baby carrying. So you pivoted onto autonomy. So how did that transition started? Like, when do you know that, okay, it's time for you to pivot? Can you share with us?
Basically, I find that as the COVID cases goes up in Singapore, as what I mentioned, no matter what, right, safety comes first. No matter our children, no matter it's for our clients and everything. So I felt this is one of the safety concerns. Yeah, because we really never know like who we are in contact with, when we will get certain viruses and all that. Although touch wood, so far like I've not got it.
Yeah.
But yet I really think that safety should be first law. So to prevent like people from getting, like clients from getting certain viruses from like transmitting from clients to clients, or even from myself to clients, or clients to my family. Yeah. I think I reduce the number of clients per day or per week.
Oh, okay. So you're still running.
So I only accept. Yeah, I still run, but then I run at a low rate, which means like not as frequent as before.
Okay.
Like I only accept probably house calls.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't really accept people coming to the shop anymore.
Mm.
And until like recently, then we kind of like open up again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was how I started Atomy instead. So Atomy is also a business that actually help people. Yeah. So I realized that a lot of the supplements or skincare or some household appliances, like household products that I introduce, people benefit from it. So in the end, I kind of like introduce people, and then people introduce people. So it kind of like it's a duplicate of my other business. So I really like it that way, but we don't really need to meet up per se.
Mm.
Yeah. And it fulfills the criteria of what I want a business to be. Yeah.
Mm. So having, hearing from your first side hustle and now your second side hustle, the similarity that I realized is about sharing and something that you have personally benefited and, there's a demand for it, and it's something that you genuinely believe in the product or services, because you started with services and now you are more on the product, right? Because you are caring for people, your friends, or even fellow moms who eventually became your friends, who were your customer, right? So that's how it's been off. So would you say that for anyone, or especially mothers who start a side hustle, right, what would you advise them? What are the maybe few key points that they should take note? Like just now you mentioned about something that can help people, that you yourself have benefited from it, and you start sharing and people see the benefit from it. Is that one of the factors, or maybe there are a few that you can share with us?
I guess that is one of the factors, but I do not know if this applies to many other people. but it applies to me. Yeah, so basically, other than that, I guess it also depends on your capability and whether like your family is supportive enough. Yeah, I have a very supportive husband, as in like remember I said that he is the one who actually encouraged me to open the business.
Yeah,
and also he is supporting me in terms of helping me in certain ways that I probably is not so good at, because I'm a nurse, right? Yeah, so certain business stuff, probably he's better at it, like business law, or maybe finances or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah, so these are such things that we complement each other. Yeah, so if let's say, a new mom who want to start a business, I guess it's important to have a support system.
Mm.
Yeah. So other than a supportive spouse who can take care of your kids while you're with clients, right?
Yep.
Yeah. You also need to make sure that you actually have some info here and there from fellow mompreneurs, and of course, people like you who have resources of different from different mompreneurs from the global setting.
Mm.
Yeah, and it is very important to share and learn together and kind of like support each other to grow together. I think that is important. Yeah, although I wouldn't say like I have very close business friends who can like so-called grow our businesses together. Mm. But then I guess on off, you know that, hey, we are on the same track. Like, hey, we are on the same journey. Oh, it's so stressed. It's like, it's okay. Like, we can do it, you know. We kind of like have encouragement for each other. Or even once in a while, your clients come and encourage you instead. You know, somehow you become friends and then they are like, I think maybe they even give suggestions. Yeah, they'll be like, oh, maybe you can do this to your business, you know. Yeah, they were like, maybe I can like consider such stuff. Now for new moms who want to start business, of course, definitely depends on how old their children is as well, whether they have caregiver. Yeah. So you would deal with things like, oh, a little guilt here and there, like example, if I need to zoom now and if my kid haven't slept, they'll be like, oh, I haven't attended to my kid.
Internally,
to...
right?
Yeah, mm. yeah. So such stuff are very common. So if you need to find a good business friend to speak to and all that, I guess choose a friend well. Choose someone whom you can know that you can support you in times of difficulty, in times of when you doubt yourself, mm. yeah, probably. Or you must have a family or friends who actually stand by you,
mm.
yeah, when you face struggles, and you can overcome challenge easier that way, lah.
Yeah. And basically to break down like what you have shared, right? I found that there's three, I would say four parts to the four factors, lah. Number one is your own capability, like,
mm.
How would your side hustle be? Number one, you talk about capability because you have experience, you have the skill set. If not, you can always learn, like you are certified, right? To teach mm. baby wearing because you went for certification. That's where you build out the capability. And second thing, you talk about support system, which is very, very important. Because I work with a lot of mompreneurs for the past 14 years, 15 years. So I've seen that a lot of time, it's not the business that fails, it's because they do not have a good support system. Either a supportive husband, supportive family members, or maybe they have a caregiver or a helper that can help them in a lot of things that can they can outsource to the helper. Then the other thing is you talk about resources. It's more of being resourceful, and also what are the resources? How can you get all the resources? And also the most important part, this journey is not for everyone, you mentioned. And because there's a lot of up and down difficulties, maybe emotionally, mentally, even physically at times, especially when you do training and teaching, even consultation. I remember that you used to pack a lot of your appointments back to back. Yeah, that's what I remember. Yeah. So that also turned out to be burnout, drain. And you mentioned something very important, which is community. Having like-minded people, having business people that can stand by you to support you. It's very really a blessing that you have your clients, your customer encouraging you, consoling you, which is hard to get because it's vice versa. It takes two hands to clap. So these are the four things like capability, support system, resources, or being resourceful and community. These are the four things that from what you have just shared with us, especially with the audience. So for those who are listening, please take down notes also. Yeah. So coming back, when you talk about the community, do you have someone that you look upon like a mentor or even a coach or a business friend that inspire you to continue what you're doing? Do you have someone like that, or you're constantly looking, or you're connected with a group of them?
Probably I guess you know Michelle, right?
Michelle.
Yeah. Michelle Horn.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So I'm in one of her the chill mom. So I'm in one of her business group.
Mm.
As in like yeah, so I know a few of the business friends, although we are not very connected, but you know that sometimes they are on the same journey also. They ask certain questions, then you know, you're not alone, right? Yeah, or else they will kind of communicate certain things, like probably you sometimes, you know, like online platform giveaway and all.
Yeah.
So you have mini conversations, yeah, or some question that they posted and you learn from it. Yeah. So a little bit here and there. But then I guess if you mentioned about main support system in business, I would say I would still go back to like your own like kind of like religion. So basically my beliefs and values. So basically I think if for me I'm a Christian, so if I like kind of like have Christian friends supporting me in terms of my thinking, my way of doing things, like you know, like the value system and everything, like there's people assuring me that I'm doing the right thing and all, then you kind of like have more confidence to think that, okay, you know, it's okay, I can hang on, and you know, things can go on, you know, it doesn't matter. It's like maybe this remark doesn't really need to so-called care about it. I can filter it away. Or that comment, I can take it as a good feedback or, you know, things like that. So you can kind of build yourself up as far as your business up positively. Yeah. So those friends are important.
So it's like you mentioned your church friends and people who are there to support you, ups and down, for you is very much spiritually, and also they are giving you advice how to be a better person, like more of self-development, personal development, which is very important, because I realized that entrepreneurship is not just business, it's really personal development. You have to grow, become a better person at handling difficult situation, situation that may crush you, ups and down, like especially the pandemic. I think it has affected a lot of business owner. Even for those that are not business owner, they're running their side hustle. Some of their side hustle just got cut off because theirs might be more traditional business, not really online, so they may be affected. But even for yours, because it's a service, there's a lot of close contact. And also because of the nature of the business, which is also rental, that's where the business is, I would say, largely affected, right? Yeah, and that's where you were very quick in pivoting into another side hustle that will also benefit maybe your current customer or even mummies as you have been in contact with in your community. I believe that what you mentioned is to really find a support group, a support system, or a community that can be there when you're down, and you can always reach out to them. Because I realized that a lot of mothers, they like to bring it upon themselves, say, okay, nobody can help me. But in fact, there's a lot of people that can help them, just whether are they willing to receive the help, receive anything from them, be it consoling, be it a listening ear, be it for them to really, what you call that, for them to, Chinese called fast here, to vent or really offload whatever that is in them. Because like, for example, like my mom, she's the type that she need to offload. If not, she will go, everything will be stuck. So
because a lot is in the mind, correct, you know, correct. And accumulate.
Yeah, so especially for moms, a lot of times like for you, you have three kids, you have a family to take care, even your own family members. So typically from what I know from a lot of mothers, they like to take care of a lot of people, but they've always forgotten about themselves. That's where the self-care, the self-love comes in. Like you mentioned, sometimes you have to leave time for yourself. You have to leave the guilt one side and let the kids. The kids can survive on their own. Just that you need to take care of yourself so that you can take care of them later on. Like you are the captain of the ship. So that's where I think support system is very important for you to always reach out to them, for you to know that you are not alone. Like you mentioned, the business group that you're in with fellow mompreneurs or business owners. So having said that, like we know what are the challenges that you have gone through. So how about, what would you say is the common challenges that mommy will face when they want to start a side hustle? What would you say are the common challenges for them?
If they haven't tried anything, common challenge is fear. You will always fear to, because it's the mindset, right? So you are always like, if I do this, what if I fail? If I do that, what will people look at? How will people look at me? You know, if I this and that, will I have enough capital? Or if, you know, this and that. So it's not that thinking of all this is wrong. It's just that you probably need to know your why. You probably need to understand like, what are you doing this for? Why are you doing this? Yeah. And then how you should go about it. And when challenges come, when people point fingers at you, like, are you still able to face your own conscience? If you are, then you can move on. Yeah, you can move on and you can hop over the hurdle. It might not be easy and starting is always tough. It's just that once you cross a certain point, there are new things to learn. Starting a business probably can be like, oh, okay, I pay how much? $10, is it? I forgot. How much dollar to Accra or whatever, get a business license, and ta-da, this is my business name. Maybe I design a bit, or maybe it's just hire $10 for a logo again and all that. Then that's it, you have a business. But how are you going to maintain? How are you going to run it? I guess that is the marathon. And also there will be fluctuation. It's like stock market, right? And it's like emotions as well. It will fluctuate. But then how do you grow yourself through these fluctuations? How do you see your business prosper through this? Even if one day you really need to close your business, like, are you ready for it? Like, you have to get ready for the best, but you have to be prepared for the worst as well. But if these two, either one happens, or maybe it just go stagnant, are you able to accept that? If you are, then you're ready.
Wow, I like the part where you talk about the biggest challenge for a lot of mothers, or for anyone who want to start a business, is really fear. Like fear of failure, fear of judgment, and also the doubts that they have, like the fear of themselves, like whether can they do that or not. So which is very real. And it all sum up under fear. But you were saying that when fear occurs, that's where you have to look deep into your why. Like, why are you doing this? And if your why is big enough, definitely you're able to overcome it. I totally agree with you. The reason why, because I work with hundreds and thousands of mompreneurs in the past 14 years. I've seen a lot of successful one, and I also see a lot of them that are not successful, and it really boils down to the why, whether how long can they sustain it, and what makes them, what's the real reason or the core reason why they started what they're building. Sometimes they got lost track, they need to realign, or they lost focus, or they lost the motivation.
And that is not wrong.
And it's
everyone needs to know that is not wrong. It is okay to rest, it is okay to stop a while and keep it stagnant, and then you find that yourself, I guess, because business is something that you do, something that you give, but you cannot just give forever. You need to refill, right?
And you mentioned that there's always up and down. It's okay to rest. A lot of time, I saw a lot of entrepreneurs, they fear to rest. They feel that when they rest, that's the end of it. Like, their business is gone, that the business will not run, like, and stuff like that. And this is not true. Like, you yourself experienced, and I've come across, I've done, like, today is 100 episodes. I've interviewed 100 over mompreneurs, even for those in my book. And that's where I realized that they always tell me that you need to rest. Is okay, like you mentioned stock market, right? There's up and down, there's bull market, there's bear market. Bear market, basically you hibernate lah. So it's the same for business. So it's the stock market is basically based on businesses. So there's up trend, there's downtrend. So it shows that business do have a downtrend, which is also I learned from another mentor, which he talks about. In life or in business in general, there's four seasons: spring, summer, autumn, and winter. That every one of us go through that, not just in life, for business, for relationship, there's four seasons. So it's how you can get over the winter really fast, and suddenly spring comes back to you again. How you get over it. So thanks for sharing on that. So talking about, back to you, what will be your biggest challenge as a mompreneur for you to run your side hustle? And now you have two side hustles, but I also know that you do a lot of things that is more of your passion and purpose, helping people and all that. So what will be your biggest challenge?
I guess time management, and also the fact that you want to achieve something but you cannot achieve to the max. You have to accept. I have to accept that probably, although I have the potential to do certain stuff and I have certain dreams, certain plans, but I must always remember that my family is first. So I guess for me, the biggest challenge is to balance it all. Yeah, to balance my passion, to balance my dreams, my goals, my aspiration, versus, of course, family, like the needs of my children, the studies, the character building, which is more important, and the time spent together, the bonding that can never be replaced once they grow older. Yeah, so such stuff, everyone, especially every mom, must weigh. Yeah, so it's no right and wrong if you choose one over another certain season of the time. But I guess it boils down to who you are, who do you want to be. Yeah, so don't bother about how people look at you. I think that is the first and foremost. Like, people can judge, people can say, people can compare. You don't do this to yourself.
Wow.
Just be who you are.
Wow. Yeah. I think that's the hardest part, to be who you are, because like you mentioned, a lot of people, they fear of people's judgment. They are fear of what people think. They are always looking for validation from people who has nothing to do with their life. And they just are too concerned. Like today I saw a friend that was posting on Facebook. She was chatting with a friend who is much younger, and she's very concerned about her posting on Facebook. And her dad asked her that, girl, how come you post already, not many people like your post?
Aww.
I was like, and then she start thinking like, oh, is she being well liked? So my friend basically consoled her that you should not base on just a post to determine your life, and you should not care about whether people like or don't like your post, because it does not matter, because the thing that matters is what you want to say, what you stand for, like you mentioned, who you want to be, not what other people want you to be, which is basically resonate, basically is why when you share that, right, that's link me to this story that my friend posted, which I also commented, like that you mentioned, once you stop caring what other people thinks and know who you want to be, basically you are much happier. You don't have to live your life on other people's terms, which, like I mentioned, they are not in your life at all. So why do you even bother, like whether they like or don't like, whether they comment or don't comment? So
yeah. A person really cares for you, they will come to you personally.
Yeah.
Either text you or call you or meet face to face. Yeah. So I guess it's not like Facebook friends are not important. Probably to that person, it's like certain people commented and they'll be like, oh, I feel so pumped up. But I guess everyone will face this, and you need to kind of like tailor your thinking as time passes, because like for myself, for Facebook and Instagram or anything, the main purpose I had to remind myself that it's for memory, right? The purpose why I want to post is not because I want people to know my life. Yeah, it's because I want to keep it for memory, right? Basically just memory. And then certain things like, oh, then why not you keep it in hard disk? Why not this and that, you know? So it depends on certain habits also. If you feel it so conveniently, can just upload certain pretty photos and do some caption to it. Sometimes they give you memory, or maybe sometimes it pop-ups, right? Or maybe you want to search through certain albums. It's easier that way. So it depends on lifestyle. So that's really not right or wrong. Because sometimes people will also say like, oh, then like that, don't post long. Why you want to post? You know? Yeah, so it really don't care lah. Like, you know why you are doing it for, then that's enough, really. Yeah. That's enough.
People will say, regardless whether you do good or do bad, people still say. But the thing is, you don't have to care too much, because this is your life. You have your own life. You have your own people that loves you, that cares for you, that you have to take care of. So ultimately,
but of course, but of course, one thing is, of course, we cannot like every comment don't care lah. We have to take feedback constructively.
I think the key thing is also to take it objectively and also more constructive. So thanks for sharing that. I think this is one of the biggest challenge for a lot of entrepreneurs, and time really flies, and I really want to have this really good catch up or really good chat with you, and you have shared a lot of amazing stuff that I believe that mothers who are who aspire to start a side hustle, especially now, especially the pandemic had woken a lot of people that, okay, is this my the job that I want to do for the next 4 to 5 years? People are starting to reflect. Like recently, there's articles talking about the great resignation, that people are projected to resign next year in 2022. The reason why, because they are now reviewing their job, the things that they are working on, there are things that what are their jobs all about, the meaning behind it, and whether do they see themselves working towards that. So what advice would you give to mothers who would still want to start a side hustle? What would be your advice for them, Fionn?
So they have decided they want, right? So when they decided they want, don't look back. Just go for it. Nike, right? Just do it.
Wow.
Yeah. So through the doing it, then you will know, okay, how to refine, what to do, what to change, you know. Yeah, just try it. Just do it.
Yeah, because if you never do, you never know, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Don't play all the games inside the mind. That means play all the strategy in your mind, but you never do at all.
Time will pass, and by the time passes,
then you're like,
you don't know how much time you left already.
All right. That's so true. So now it's your turn for you to post the question of the day out to the audience and also to the next guest in the new season, which will be next year. So what will be your question of the day? It can be anything that is around motherhood, work-life balance, mompreneurship, side hustle, anything that you want to ask, especially to the audience. We have a few of them that's still online, and for those who are watching replay, they will be able to answer your question of the day. So what will be your question of the day, Fionn?
I would say that what is the amount of time that you will set aside a week for yourself, and what will you do during that time?
Okay, so what is the amount of time that you will set for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
For yourself
per week.
Per week. Yourself mm-hmm. per week. What would you do, right?
And what would you do?
Okay. It's a very, very good question. So the question of the day posted by Fionn is, what is the amount of time that you will set for yourself a week, and what would you be doing? All right. So this question of the day goes out to the next guest and also to the audience. As for those who are still online, you can share with us your answer in the comments, in the chat. So and for the next guest in the new season, season 6, just get ready for this question of the day posted by Fionn. So Fionn, before we go, right, what would be your last advice for mothers who are thinking, should I start a business or should I not start a business? What would be your last advice for them?
Well, we can come ask me and I will tell you just do it. No lah. Yeah. You can actually find me on Instagram at Fionn Co, FIONKOH. I can always share you like as a friend, like, and also encourage you along, and all that. Feel free to contact me.
Thanks a lot Fionn. And for those who want to get connected with Fionn, you can always go to the description. You can see how to connect with Fionn, how to connect with her. So you can always click and just connect with her, shoot her the DM, or let her know in the comments if you have any question pertaining to mompreneurship or your side hustle. So thanks once again, thanks Fionn for making time and be my 100th episode guest. I'm so happy that it's end of this season with you, and especially I've seen like for the past 5 years, I've seen how you run your business, your family, your 3 kids, and a lot of stuff. Like you mentioned, there's always ups and downs. I also realized that through these 5 years, you have also grown. The things that you share today is like, wow, is that Fionn? Well, because from day one I know you to now, wow, that it was a huge leap. And you have grown so much, and I'm so proud of you. At the same time, I also want to congrats you for winning, being the a Tommy sales master attendee, awardee.
Thank you.
Yeah, awardee. So congrats, and also once again, so happy to have you. It's a good catch up. It's also a lot of things I'm also learning from you. I'm learning from all the mompreneurs that be on my show. I'm very, very grateful that I hit 100, and it has been a long 4 years.
Yay, congratulations to you too.
Yeah, and it felt that like from day one when I started this podcast, I tried to invite you, and now finally I got you, because I knew you about 4 to 5 years already. So this show I have back then. So thanks a lot once again. So I also thanks for those who are watching and are watching the replay at the same time. Thank you guys for watching Mompreneur Space live show podcast, where I interview mompreneurs from all around the world. And today is the 100th episode. I'm so thankful, so grateful for all the mompreneurs past 99 and beyond at the same time. The 100 mompreneurs who appear on this podcast. Very grateful. I hope that your story will inspire a fellow mom who wanted to start a business. And this will continue on and on. So thanks, Fionn. And I'm Kenneth here, signing off with Fionn. And I shall see all of you in the new season, season 6, which is going to be 101 episode. So thank you, guys. And have a great day. Have a good night. And thanks, Fionn. Have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.